East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
The N3 toll concession says it's expecting another surge in traffic on the national route, this time on roads leading away from KZN. There was heavy congestion on the northbound side yesterday as holidaymakers made their way back home. The concession's Tanya Dugra says they're expecting the numbers to swell over the weekend, particularly on roads to Gauteng. She's advised drivers to avoid speeding to compensate for lost time. According to the N3TC, speeding, reckless driving and distraction are among the main causes of crashes on that key route. Dugra says you'll see more traffic cops and emergency officials, especially near Van Renen's Pass.
Northbound traffic volumes towards Gauteng have reached highs of almost 1,700 vehicles an hour, with just under 1,000 vehicles per hour heading southbound back towards Durban. With such peak volumes expected to continue throughout the weekend, N3TC is appealing to all road users to please go back to the basics and follow the rules of the road.
The search operation is set to resume today for four beachgoers reported missing after they were caught in rip currents on the KZN coast. The National Sea Rescue Institute has described the incident at Pennington Beach as a mass casualty drowning. Emergency teams were alerted on New Year's Day after a group of bathers were swept out to sea.
During ongoing search efforts on Friday, it was determined that there are three males believed to all be aged 21 still missing. Then, during ongoing search efforts on Friday the 2nd of January, an 18-year-old female was located sadly deceased on the beach at Baisley Beach. It was determined by police that the deceased female had gone missing at Pennington Beach during the drowning accident on New Year's Day.
NSRI's Craig Lambedon says two 21-year-old men also lost their lives while an 18-year-old girl was pulled from the water unharmed. Meanwhile, he says a good Samaritan rescued a teenage boy in distress at a beach in Mkomazi yesterday.
On arrival on the scene, it was found that a 16-year-old male had been rescued by an unidentified male good Samaritan. The teenager's brother, aged 21, remained missing in the surf zone. Police search and rescue are tasked to continue in ongoing search efforts. It appears that the brothers from Langezwa, KZN, were swimming when they were caught in strong rip currents.
And China has scrapped a three-decade-old tax exemption on contraceptive drugs and devices as it steps up efforts to boost its birth rate. Last year, Beijing rolled out an annual childcare subsidy and tax-free childcare. The country previously urged colleges and universities to provide love education to portray marriage, love, fertility and family in a positive light. China's birth rates have been falling for decades as a result of the one-child policy Beijing implemented from 1980 to 2015 and rapid urbanization. A look at our lead story. The N3 toll concession says it's expecting a surge in traffic on the national route again, this time on roads leading away from KZN.